Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California, episode 97. Episode 97, wow, just time is flying by. 97 episodes again, 97 episodes ago, I first started this thing. And now here we are, a little over 2 years later. And today I sit on top of a vast podcast empire that has spread from my counter, from one end of my counter, to the other end. sorry. You know, I learned that I could laugh at myself on mic from people like Bill Burr, who does his podcast. Well, I think I kind of took from Bill Burr as far as the format, except he just tells stories too, but it's different, and he reads emails, and he talks a lot about sports. So we're very different, and he's actually very successful at this point. And hey, I'm successful too, okay, in my own way. Let's not get down on myself, okay? Let's not put myself down right from the beginning of the podcast, okay? I got some success here going. I've got some people listening. I got 97 episodes, and I've got at least 3 listeners I know of. Man, you know, the whole... Pretty soon I talked to Dwayne. I said, Dwayne, let's just freaking convert this website over to so that it is accessible on all devices. We already tested it. It's just like, you know, Dwayne, I love you, but it's just with, you know, you go down tangents and roads that's never... Let's just help me get this up, and then I'll probably have to go find somebody that does this more... Who does this? Who's a podcast person? You know, once I get back out there in a stand-up world, I'll find some people, I think, to do this, because everybody's got a friggin' podcast in the comedy world. But I've been isolated from that world since I'm still kind of... I'm doing great, man, from recovering from the hip surgery. I went out today. I did some exercise. I was not going to do my podcast today. I was actually thinking, you know, it's a gray kind of day here in Los Angeles, California. And, you know, anything, if it's not like at least 72, it was 70. If it's not like 72 and blazing sunshine, I'm just not in the mood to do anything. And even if it's that, I might not be in the mood to do anything. But today I was particularly lazy. I was just so lazy. And I was just really kind of, I can tell when I'm going to get out of doing something, and I'll rationalize it in my head. And so I was kind of going into that direction. You know, it's the same kind of switch that would used to go off when I used to do some mind-altering illegal substances. Let's not get into that right now. But anyway, it is a similar switch, I would say, where I just feel like I'm planning on doing something. I'm planning on doing, and all of a sudden, like, oh wait a minute, I just made a decision to not do it. And so I was going down that road. And I'm going to tell you what changed my mind. I had something that actually changed my mind. What happened was that I was getting ready to... I was going to drag my body out. I wasn't even sure I was going to even go out there and do my fast walking. You know, I try to walk as fast as I can for about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes or so, as fast as I can. I don't do that crazy arm-pumping thing that people, you know, that nutty-looking thing. I just... walk fast, you know, try to get out of breath and keep it going. And so I was going to throw the garbage out, and the garbage dumpster is near where I exercise. So I figure I'll at least do that. I'll go out there and I'll do that. But when I opened up my door to get ready to go, my door opens up into a courtyard, if you don't know. And I see on the other end of the courtyard, somebody has decorations up and some seats and some food, you know, a table with some food. And one of the neighbors is having a party. And that happens from time to time. People will have parties. There was a time here when when we used to have parties that the whole building was involved in. And it was kind of a community. But, you know, whatever. I don't want to say it was great. It, you know, it was fine. It was fun. You know, and now this is fine, too. Okay? Let's not judge one period over another. But I look outside, and I see that there's, you know, one of the neighbors, a lady I know, who's married to a gentleman. And she's out there with a few other ladies, maybe three, four other women. So, you know, I got to stop with the you know. I've got to stop with the you know. I know I do it too much, you know. So I go out into the courtyard, and I have to cross past them. I mean, I don't have to, but that's the route, kind of the most direct route to get to the dumpster. And so I'm walking out there, and I come upon these ladies, and these ladies are, I'd say there's three of them. My neighbor wasn't out there at the time, and they were very friendly. They said hi to me, and I said hi to them, and they were very, very hefty women, okay? And I'm not judging them, you know, so do you know again? I'm not just stating a fact. These were hefty women, women of substance, women of heftiness, women of poundage, okay? And women who are no strangers to carbohydrates. You get my point. And so I say hi to them. They say hi to me first, actually, because I was trying to be unobtrusive, I believe that's the right word, and just kind of go past them and, you know, smile and say anything, but they said hi. One said hi, and I noticed one of them was pregnant, but I realized I committed a faux pas, something that I could have regretted, but turned out I was okay with it. You never ask a woman her age, and you never ask a woman if she's pregnant, okay? And actually, the same goes for me. You never ask me my age or if I'm pregnant. Just thought I'd throw that in. But it seemed to me, out of the three women there, this lady was most obvious. Pregnant. Okay, there's times when it's obvious and there's times when it's not so obvious. There's a girl that works in one of the supermarkets I go to, a very young girl, and I was thinking perhaps she was with child when I first met her, but now I know she's just with, she's not with child. She's with poundage, okay? So be it. And so I generally don't say anything. And so anyway, I was, but I did say, so what happened is one of the ladies said, I just said something, like, oh, you're having a party, like just kind of making conversation, you know, having a party. And they go, yeah, we're having a shower, and a baby shower. I go, oh, and I go, I guess you're the one. I point to her, and that's where I made the faux pas. I should have never singled her out, because what if she really wasn't the one? What if I had been mistaken? What if she was not with child, and she was just with cake, okay? And then somebody else was with child, but it was pretty obvious that she was. So I took a chance, and it turned out that she was. And I don't know if it was her or somebody else in the clan said, you know, it's a baby shower, it's just for women, no men invited. And I was like, I said, okay. I said something like, well, you got food there, and I'm addicted to food, so I just keep moving on. I don't know, I said something like that, but I, you know, what I wanted to say was, I guess what? I don't want to come to your baby shower. That's not what I want to do, so thanks for the invite, but no thank you. I don't really want to be part of it, but I wish you luck. I did. I wish you luck for the baby. I asked her when she was due, because I think that's I think that you should ask. To show that you're concerned, they have some interest. And she said, I thought she said 3 days, but she said 20 days. You know, and so I said 3 days. She goes, no, 20 days. I said, oh, okay. Well, keep up the good work. Let's get that baby out of here. And let's get the baby shower going. And then at first I felt bad because they had all these chairs and there was only like about four of them sitting around. They were eating some food. But then when I looked right before I was going to do my podcast, I looked outside and there was the whole place was filled up. So obviously everybody showed up, or most people showed up that was supposed to, I was glad, because there's nothing worse than a baby shower. Which reminds me of years ago, we had these managers, and they had a baby shower. Or they had a baby christening. I forget what it was. It had something to do with a baby. And they had all this food, and they set it up, and only one person showed up. And I felt, wow. I mean, I wasn't even invited, but I just knew that I heard that nobody showed up. Like, one person showed up. And that tells you something. That tells you that people just don't want to come to your baby shower or christening. But today's baby shower, I would deem it a success. And I wish them all the best of luck. Best of luck. Ran to the guy upstairs from me, Derek. Derek's another hefty guy. Really big hefty guy. And, if you've been following this, you know that I've been hefty, but I am going down, down, down. I'm eating well. I've cleaned up my food. I tried some ice cream on Thursday night, which was 4 weeks to the day that I had stopped eating that. And I was just, it was one of those moments where I made kind of a impulsive decision. Now, well, I've got to try it sometime, right? I might as well try it now. And I did, and I didn't have much, and I didn't feel very well pretty immediately afterwards. And so it's probably a good sign. So I'm not doing my cheat day. My cheat days, you know what my cheat days are? My cheat days are having a banana now, okay? All right, that's the kind of cheater I am. So I'm trying to, I'm cleaning up my food a lot, and I just lost my train of thought. Oh, that's what I was talking about. The guy upstairs, and so I hadn't run into him in a while. And I hear him walking upstairs. It's hard not to hear people walking above you. And he was coming in with some food, of course. Not of course. Come on, don't put him down. He was getting some food. And I got some from some Chinese place, he told me. I'm sure it was high in sodium. I didn't want to tell him. But, and fat. Well, you need fat, but it's a good kind of fat. And so, we talked. He said, hey, has he been a while? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And for some reason, he always calls me big man. And I just want to say to him, I want to call him bigger man. But I don't know if that's going to go over too well. Okay, big man. Okay, bigger man. And then I could also, okay, biggest man. But, because he is definitely bigger than me. I mean, whether he knows it or not. I hate to tell him, but he is. Yeah. So if you followed the podcast last week, I was waiting for the plumber to come. He never showed up. This guy Hector. And I told you about how Aaron, and he seemed quite lackluster when about the whole thing. And I just kind of let it slide because it wasn't an emergency. And that's kind of the MO around here. And so then Janet comes up to me a few days later and says, hey, you're going to be home tomorrow because Hector's coming. He's doing a couple of apartments and blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay. And I said, I said to Aaron, what happened, with Hector the other day? Well, because I ran into him too. And he said, he forgot to come. He forgot to come. That's kind of it seemed kind of out of character for this guy because he's such a professional. So I kind of, just schluffed it off. Schlushed it. Flushed it. I schmushed it off. But, I'm kind of an amateur detective. And I figured, well, when he comes here, I was going to bust his chops a little bit about it and just ask him, hey, you forgot. And so the next day, he shows up. And he tells me that, I said, hey, first of all, he walks into my house. And he's standing. I've got two things I want him to check out. And he's just standing there across from me, and he looks kind of weird. He's just standing still. And I go, what's the matter, man? He goes, I got the stomach flu. I mean, the one thing you don't want to hear from your plumber is you got the stomach flu. So I said, well, maybe you should just get out of here and don't worry about me today. We'll do this another time. But, he said, hey, I almost didn't come to work today. He's got he's got a helper that helps him. He's doing all the work in the other parts of the building right now. at that moment. So I go, okay, fine, whatever, you're here. Just don't kiss me, don't breathe on me. And I said, hey, I know, when Aaron told me, he forgot, that Hector had forgot, I said, well, if this happens again, I'm going to, I got to say something. And he goes, and Aaron goes, hey, yeah, I'm sure we'll never hear the end of it. Sure, you never hear the end of it. What are you talking about? You're telling me a workman is supposed to come here and he doesn't show up. And I'm supposed to go like, well, that's okay. I was just waiting and I had nothing else to do. I mean, just a weird thing. I mean, it's just like these people work for the building. You work for the building, man. You work for me kind of in a way. I don't think I'm being out of line here. Unreasonable. And I don't think I'm the type that you're going to never hear the end of something. Well, maybe I am sometimes. But anyway, Hector shows up, and after telling me he's got the stomach flu, I said, hey, what happened the other day? Aaron said you forgot to come. He said if I had time, I'd come there. And I'm like, oh, that's what you said. And I'm thinking, Aaron, why didn't you tell me he's coming between 2 and 4? Why don't you just tell me if he's got time, he'll come today, and then I'll call you if he comes? So, I mean, it seemed like a weird thing to say, because it's going to... I'm waiting around, but he doesn't come. Then you tell me you forgot to come, which is like... So you're like, kind of fibbing all over the place. So, I'm not going to confront him about it because it's just like it's not worth it. You know what? That's the way you want to, maybe at some point I'll smart aleck it up to him and say, hey, I hear he just told you that if you can make it, he never forgot. I knew he didn't forget. He's not that kind of guy. If he had time. Anyway, he showed up, did a couple of things. He did a good job. And that was that. And he left with his stomach flu. Because I made sure, I said, take the stomach, don't forget your stomach flu. When you bring your tools and everything you're leaving, pack those up and the stomach flu. Okay. So how's everybody doing with the Obamacare? I am, my insurance premiums have gone way down, but I bet you I don't have as good a coverage as I had before. But whatever. Fine. Fine. Whatever. I don't care at this point. And I'm covered for now. I think if I start to make more money, then I got to tell them. I don't know. Whatever. But the funny thing is, I've been covered since January 1, 2014. And I get a letter this past week. So what are we? We're towards the end of January almost. I get a letter from Covered California, which is the Obamacare, the state branch of the Obamacare, the state part of it. And they congratulated me on being eligible for being able to get some subsidy on this thing. I was like, no kidding. I mean, there's the classic thing that's wrong with government. It's just waste. I mean, really? I mean, somebody had a job. Was somebody what goes into work and actually sends out letters to people that already know they're covered? I don't want to say the system needs to fall because I don't want that to happen. I want it to repair itself, to be repaired and not have a big calamity, catastrophe, but, who knows? What do I know? What am I talking about? I don't even know what I'm talking about, okay? I'll be quiet. I'm talking like the Armenian girl at Ralph's. I'm going to go to Ralph's after I get done. I think this might be a short one today, folks. It's not that short. Maybe not too short, but not too long. Probably, it's going to be rather shorter than usual, okay? Or maybe, I don't know. If I start actually talking about something, maybe I could figure this out. See, that's my way of kind of biding my time. See, adding time, padding the time, using filler to, distract you. I go, wow, that Al sure knows how to put out a podcast. It seems like it's got a lot of stuff in it. So I call up, I went to see my doc, my regular doc, like about a month or so ago, and when I had my old insurance, and they didn't charge me my copay. My voice cracked. They didn't charge me my copay at the time, and so I get my explanation of benefits from my insurance company. It's amazing what doctors make, man. I mean, I just went in there and the guy checked my blood pressure, gave me some blood pressure samples, and he got $25. He's going to get $25 from me, and $152 from the insurance. Like $175, and all we talked about politics. But anyway, I like the guy. So anyway, I go. So the girl, one of the girls that works there, we have a little bit of a relationship as far as, you know, we talk sometimes. But she's very serious. She's a nursing student, and sometimes I make her laugh, and I never really knew where I stood with her, as far as like not like I'm trying to date her. She's very young. But it's just as like, you know, because I'm a goofy guy, and I don't, I take things seriously, but I try to go into serious situations and disrupt, not so much disrupt them, but kind of bring some levity, you know. So in the doctor's office, I try to make it fun, or try to make that experience fun, up to a point. And so I call up, and very often when I call her name is Ramona. I go, hi, Ramona, and she'll say, how. And she recognizes my voice. She knows me. I don't even have to identify myself. And I'll say, Ramona, how are you doing? And she'll say, how can I help you? So she won't even answer me, which I thought was, it sounds kind of rude. But see, she's Iranian, and I think she might have been born here, but she might have been born in Iran. Half Christian, half Muslim, not religious, you know, a cutie pie. And so last time I went there, I actually brought her a chocolate candy bar because she told me, I asked her if she liked chocolate and she was trying to do me a favor. And so I brought her and she was very happy and her brother showed up that day. She told her brother I was her favorite patient. And so I call up this time and I go, hey, how are you doing? And I thought she would just, you know, could just say, oh, I'm okay. And she said, how can I help? How can I help you? So I said, oh, okay, well, I'm just trying to pay my bill. I thought I could pay my bill over the phone, you know, to you. And she said, I don't know, there was like, she's not the person that I pay to. The person you pay to is only there like a certain amount of hours. So I've just decided to, I'm going to wait till I get a bill from them or something, or, you know, and I'll send them a check or I'll call them up and then pay them. So, excuse me. I thought, well, you know, I gave this girl a chocolate bar last time. And I feel a little bit like put off, like, you know, I asked her how she's doing, and she was like, how may I help you? You know, very serious. And I said, hey, Ramona, are you happy to hear from me? And she said, very. And I could hear in her voice that she was. So she's not, you see, some people aren't, they don't live up to your expectations of, I guess I need people to be more demonstrative. I want people to go, hey, Al, I'm fine. You know, I'm really good. Thanks for asking. And then move on. But she doesn't have that thing going. And so she said that she was very happy to hear from me. And I believed her. She was extremely happy to hear from me. And I think I mentioned something about chocolate. And she laughed a little bit. And I, you know, I know she likes me as a person. But it's just be nice to like, how are you? Fine. How are you? Are you fine? Good. Okay. You know what? This podcast wasn't that short. It was kind of maybe an average one, okay? All right, stop judging yourself. thank you all, any and everybody, and anybody who listens to this podcast. I really do appreciate it. I think, you know what, I don't know. I've been talking about this new converting the website over for too long. I think we just have to now do it. There's other things that I wanted to do with the website, but it seems like, you know, Dwayne might not be the guy to do that stuff. So it's fine, and I don't want to burden him. Because just the fact that he's been able to make it accessible on all devices is a huge thing. And so that's that. So until next time, next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.